It's nice to be back. I haven't been here in a long time. So, things can go very wrong at weddings. You're smiling already, you know that. The very first wedding I ever presided at was one that I will never forget. A bat dive-bombed the altar during the consecration and then flew out the back door of St. Andrew's, encouraged by a member of the altar guild, who then shut the door. So, I'm sure you all have your own memories of your wedding and other people's. But here we are in Cana, which is about 9 miles north of Nazareth, and was a similar small farm village community with people struggling to manage their lives and traditions with all the oppressive complications from the local king, Herod, and the Roman occupation. When a native son was married, it was normal for the wedding couple to travel to the husband's home and have a festive supper. It seems that Jesus and his family were related or were guests who were confronted with a potentially embarrassing situation. No wine. That actually was a problem when the water was not fit to drink at that time. So in John's gospel, he records Jesus' first miracle, not one of feeding the hungry or curing the sick, but audaciously keeping the wedding bar open. The exchange between Jesus and his mother was rather surprising. In fact, the whole incident seemed like an odd thing to find in the gospel at all. This event has sometimes been viewed as a bit hard to believe. I mean, really? Nobody died. What was the big deal, or the point, or the message? Actually, there's a lot to think about, both practically and symbolically. In Toni Morrison's book, Beloved, a white mountain girl named Amy Denver aids a young black woman to escape from slavery after a whipping. She is astonished at the mutilation of this woman's back and utters, "Come here, Jesus. Wonder what God had in mind." John and his mother, the mother of Jesus, shows us what God had in mind. Abundance. During slavery, the genocide of native peoples, and the Holocaust of the vulnerable, how do we see the hand of God when we are in trouble? We see it when God acts. Here's Mary's role. She was paying attention. She was not afraid. And Jesus and the staff listened to her. Someone once said to me that it is better to risk a no than to miss a yes. Mary expected goodness from Jesus. Any help would be the help at that point. She expected it even when he didn't expect her to ask. At least that's what we think. She was paying attention, she was not afraid, and they listened, offering abundance and more. She named the need with faith, and I believe that this moment was an invitation to communion. Mary stands with the poor who were without wine, as she was without wine, and many other necessary resources, and she speaks their needs aloud. How many times have we been outspoken about some need in our lives, or in the community, or in the world? There's so many needs. And how did that work out when we did speak out? One voice may be ignored. Sometimes we need to join with our brothers and sisters to achieve support or justice or peace. It might mean making peace at the dinner table, for that matter. At least when my kids were small, we had to work on that. But in our world today, we see people demonstrating and protesting and mourning and asking simply for peace among ourselves. To serve God authentically, we are often required to speak out, even painful truths, to each other, to political and even religious leaders. We can hold ourselves and each other accountable or we can simply keep quiet. When we speak, our actions may speak louder than our words, as we spend ourselves in God's name. Mary altered Jesus' concerns by speaking. She seems to have affected his disposition and his actions. I believe that that is what we can do. One at a time, we're joining together in our parish communities to alter the pain of individuals or groups in our community here in Madison, or in our country. We have many opportunities as we support one another in our parish and our diocesan mission. For example, commitments that we already have and have had for 30 or 40 years, like the Haiti Project. It all adds up. I think now is the time. When we hear gospel messages like this, I think it's time to stop and check in and say, is this our time? To be giving of our substance to real people, to the ones who know and love and the ones who are not so familiar. Mary's the one who said earlier this year, we read, empty are filled with good things. I don't know what each one of our stories would look like, but I bet the ones that we treasure will be based on abundance, not deficits, gifts, not fear, hope, not hatred. Does that sound radical to you? Perhaps it is. But truly, we're all responsible for the fate of the vulnerable and the downtrodden. And Cana Grace, I think, anticipates Jesus' own story. He was the one who had mercy on us all and blessed all of history, changed history, really, with enough to reach the hope to which we are called. I think that is what this story proclaims. It's a new normal. It's a new year. Participation is required. And I think that's the rub. We can follow in Mary's footsteps, or we can keep doing what we have been doing. And you do a lot. I know you do as this parish. But more is always what I think of when I think of abundance. And I don't think of it as doing more hard work. I think of it as having more grace, more love, more openness. Amen.